Rescue teams have drilled new holes down a gold mine in China's Shandong province, preparing an escape passage for a group known to still be alive after an explosion 10 days ago. Yesterday, one of the 11 known survivors of the blast died from a serious head injury. The rest are receiving food and medical parcels, but rescuers are warning it will take at least 15 more days of drilling through rock and debris to reach the group. 10 more miners are still missing. Our correspondent in Hong Kong, Richard Kimber, spoke to our producer, Lily Della Porta.
Chinese rescue teams are trying to identify the locations of 10 missing miners who are believed to still be underground. Another 10, the locations have been found, and they are being sent food parcels, medical parcels, down newly drilled, very narrow mine shafts. There is one other miner who's now been confirmed dead. He was one of the men who had found underground, but has since unfortunately not made it, despite the efforts of the rescue teams. The challenge for him was that he was trapped in a separate location to the other 10 who had previously been identified. The major challenge for the rescue teams is really basically the depth at which these men have become trapped. So they are more than 500 meters below ground, and they'd accessed the mine initially through the main mine shaft. This mine, by the way, not completed, which is why this rescue effort is complicated, because there are not as many exit points as would be in place had the mine been finished. The main mine shaft has had its exit blocked because of the explosion that took place 12 days ago now, and without that main mine shaft working, there is no other easy exit route.
What are the conditions like for the men that have been located underground?
They've been described initially by Chinese state media as being fairly weak and needing urgent medical attention. But of course, in the 24 hours since then, fortunately, it has been possible to send food supplies down. It has been possible to send medical supplies down. And since that level of communication has increased, the Chinese state media says that the mood of the men has improved significantly. And it's hoped, without any real thorough understanding of their medical condition, that because of the fact that they're receiving this food and are now able to communicate properly with people above ground, that generally their condition should be strong enough to continue surviving there for as long as it takes to rescue them.
And these survivors that are communicating, they're communicating by handwritten note, aren't they?
Yes, initially the only means through which they could actually have communication was to send down pen and paper through these narrow shafts that had been dug and try and communicate in that way. There is now, according to the latest media reports, some level of telecommunication link between above and below ground. But again, the simple depth challenge of being more than 500 meters underground has meant that even that has been very difficult. So it has largely been a pen and paper operation. And in the latest notes that were sent back up from the men down below, they simply asked that food continue to be sent down to them, and they asked, of course, that the rescue effort does not stop. The big challenge for the rescue teams is working out how to widen these narrow holes that they've dug down as deep as 500 metres to be able to then extract the men safely.
What's the feeling at the site? Is there hope that these people are going to get rescued?
There is hope, certainly, that the 10 who are known to have received the food parcels and the medical supplies can be rescued. It's really just a case of working out the logistics.
And that was Richard Kimber speaking to our producer, Lily Della Porta. It is 8 minutes to 8.